beracha, but they rely on listening to the mail. This is an Havdalah. They say it's better to make the Havdalah as late as possible. Not too long. Make it. Add. We remember what we read before? To make Tosefet Mechol Ala Kodesh. This week I spoke about Arab Shabbat. That they must add part from Friday to add it to the Shabbat. To make the Melkom Shabbat earlier than the time that the day begins. Usually every day begins when? Beginning of the night till the end of the day. But we start Shabbat earlier. First of all, we have extra for the time which is doubt. Remember I said Ben Hashem Hashem twilight. From sunset till dark, there is some time. That some time, what do you consider it? Because we don't know, this is a safek. Maybe it belongs to the day before, maybe it belongs to the day later. Therefore, misafek, we make a Shabbat. But you have to add a little on it. That means you have to start already Shabbat sometime before sunset. When is that? How much is that sometime? It's a matter of argument. The senior people, they have the custom is to wait, to start 15 minutes before sundown. But many people, they say no, it's supposed to be at least 20. And some, they say 30. Therefore, and outside, they start 40 minutes before sunset the Shabbat. That when they blow already, the bugles goes every corner, that to show that it is Shabbat already. Now this is what we call Tosefet Shabbat, from beginning of Shabbat. How about the end? The Havdalah, you should add first and then make Havdalah, or you can make Havdalah right away after sundown. Of course you have to wait. Havdalah also, you have to wait to make the day of Shabbat longer. Person should not say, I'm tired already, I want to run. Take it easy. Say Havdalah as late as possible. As I said, some they start already Arbit, 20 minutes after sunset. And some people require that should be 30 minutes. Ashkenazim, 42, the minimum. The maximum, 72. They wait 72 minutes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they call it, and then they make Havdalah. And Havdalah, there is four, yes, what do you want?
So if a person,
well,
Havdalah, if a person is married, he has to, if he hears Havdalah in Beit Knesset, he has to say for his wife when he comes home also?
If his wife didn't hear, yes, he has to do for his wife.
So she doesn't have to
but does,
want.
Does he, maybe could he skip the Beit Knesset and say,
surely, yes. If he is going to say it in the house,
so he doesn't have to,
have to stay in the shul. That's right. Very good you ask. That's a good question and a good understanding. You're right. Women go to the shul to hear Havdalah. They can't go. They wait in the house. They don't do any work. Till the husband comes and makes Havdalah. If they want to do work, at least they should say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. Without Shem Hashem, like this.
Is that Berakha Levatala if he hears it in shul and then goes home and says it again? He's repeating the same Berakha.
Any mitzvah that you did, even Kiddush, you made Kiddush and you ate. Then comes somebody, he doesn't want to make Kiddush, he has to listen to Kiddush. Can you make it for him or not? Mm-hmm. Of course you could.
Except you don't have to say, you don't have to Allah Geffen, Val Pere Geffen before you say it again? Do you have to say
no.
And then start again?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
But for the ladies, they can't.
What?
If they said, prayed on the wine by themselves, they said, but they can't do it for another person.
That's
men
right.
Could.
That's right. Men can do it for the ladies. The custom is, in Havdalah, not to put, to mix water on it. In the Kiddush, they mix a little water. In Havdalah, they don't. They put all wine. And they don't let the women make the Havdalah, as I said before. Because Havdalah, since there is a question, if it isn't the Oretam, the Banan, if they impose it on the ladies or not, it's also there is a doubt. Therefore, a woman, maybe she's Hayebet, maybe she's not. Therefore, she doesn't do it. a man does it, and they don't let them do it. And maybe perhaps men knows it to appreciate better than men, than women. Even though they say women have the better understanding than men, but to appreciate between holy and unholy, the man is better. That's why they make the Havdalah.
When they make Kiddush, everybody's supposed to drink from the Kiddush. Havdalah also? Is it the whole family supposed to drink from Havdalah? Nobody's supposed to drink.
No. No, Kiddush you have because then Kiddush comes to Havdalah, you come to eat, that's why. Havdalah, that's enough. You heard the Hamabdil, it's good enough.
But even if you make it in the house, the family not supposed to drink? Or
they don't drink. They don't drink. Only the one who makes the Havdalah. Or if you can't drink, you let somebody else drink.
Why don't we add water? Why don't we add water to cause Havdalah?
Why we don't add water? Very good question. That's the even the language said some people they wanted to put water first and then wine. They say I'm not putting water. It's wrong. Not before, not after. Not to put water. The whole idea comes because when we make Havdalah, we come to escort our neshama. Why they tell you to delay it? But neshama yetera is going to leave the minute you come say Havdalah. Neshama yetera is leaving. Neshama yetera is leaving, that person is going to feel bad. One, the neshama that's in him feels bad that the extra neshama comes to her. Is leaving. What they do? They bring even besamim for that. What? What's the purpose of besamim? To comfort the neshama that the person has for that the neshama yetera left. This is the custom. Therefore, same thing with the wine. The wine comes to show joy and happiness. And they want to encourage a person not to feel bad. Beyayin yisamah levav enosh. Put wine, you make it weaker. And let him have this little joy and happiness to cheer him up for the losing of the Neshama Yetera. Now the Havdalah, if a person didn't have wine, he didn't make Havdalah. As long as you didn't make Havdalah, you can't do work. But Baruch Hashem that we have Havdalah in the Amidah. Where at Tahanantan. Once you say Tahanantan, you can do work. But you can't eat. Then you make Havdalah on the wine. Suppose a person doesn't have wine. What do you do? You should try to wait not to eat till he will have wine. If he doesn't have wine, wait till the morning. If a person did eat without Havdalah and came the morning, he cannot make Havdalah anymore. But if he didn't eat, he has time for Havdalah till Tuesday.
If he doesn't eat,
he didn't eat. If he didn't eat, don't you see Shabbat Av comes on Sunday? When do we make Havdalah?
Sunday night.
One asked me once, a person wasn't able to fast Shabbat Av. He came to eat Sunday noontime. So, oh boy, I'm going to eat. But they make Havdalah Sunday night. I'm not obligated to make Havdalah now, Havdalah later. I said, no, as long as you eat, you must make Havdalah first, and then because once you eat, you can make Havdalah after you eat. Therefore, you have to make the Havdalah first, and then you eat.
Are you required to eat after? So if you make Havdalah, are you required to make Havdalah
after? If you made Havdalah, it's a good idea. Havdalah, that's Melabe Malka, that means you escort the queen before leaving you and said, Faddali, Faddali. I said, wait, have something. That means we are having, before the Neshama Yetera leaves, before the Shabbat leaves, we make Sauda. They say the Sauda, according to Kabbalah, is very, very important. Very important. Say there is a little bone in the back of the neck. That bone, when a person goes to the grave, even if the meat, everything will be turned over into a dust, but that bone stays. If a person was careful with Seudah Rabi'it every Motzei Shabbat, and from that bone that stays, the body is going to be formed again to come back into Hayat HaMetim. This is such an important thing according to the Kabbalah.
This bread required also so that if you eat?
The what?
So that if you eat bread.
It's a good idea. Advisable. But imagine now the day is short, you're eating one meal after another.
Stop eating fresh meat, you guys make. You don't say
Birkat HaMazon until... No, some people can afford it. They can eat the whole day long. Okay. People, they always can find place for eating. But very difficult not to eat, that's very difficult. Okay. Now this is what we said, things of Havdalah. After the Havdalah we come, things of Shabbat. There are many, many laws about Shabbat that we have to be careful with. We come, we say, there is Avot Melachot, there is Toladot. What Avot Melachot, what Toladot? In Shabbat, the Torah told us, be careful. V'shameru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat, la'asot ha-Shabbat, v'adam t'olam, warning us to keep the Shabbat properly. This is a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Right after they tell us about the Shabbat, they tell us all the laws of the Mishkan. We see in Vayakhel also. Vayakhel Moshe Kodam says, Sheshet Yamim Ta'aseh Melechah V'yom Shavei Lechem Kodesh. Then he said, V'yom Moshe Al-Bnei Yisrael, Zeh Ad-Dabar Asher Tzeva Hashem Lemor. Kehum Yitechem Birma. He tells them all about donations to the Mishkan. What's the connection? Every time they talk about the Mishkan, they put Shabbat first. To tell you, if you want to know what are the things that are called work that you are not allowed to do on Shabbat, what is not called work, look at the Mishkan. What I told you to do in the Mishkan, you can do on Shabbat, in your, wherever in your property. And from this they learned everything that is in the Mishkan. The Mishkan they used to plant for us, for the Ketoret, the Samim. Therefore, you should not plant. And so on, Azoreya, Kotzer, after Kotzer, Amer, Adash, Azoreya, all the things that there is, 11 different kind of works that there is in the field from the time you plow till the time you bake the bread. There is all 11 different things. Then there is 13 things. When you come to do with the animals, whatever you do it, to slaughter, to work the boar on the ladder, and so on. One work after another. Then there is the baking and cooking. Then there is writing. All these are, there is avot, melachot. And they come, they tell us, some melachot are written in the Torah, that's avot. Some they are not written, they call them Toradot. What do I mean? Consequently, you understand, anything which is similar to this, you can do. What's called similar? The Torah said, don't plant. I said, I don't plant, I have a plant, I want to water it. Even watering, even if you don't plant, just like planting. Why? Because what's the purpose of planting?
Well,
to make things go. When you water the thing, you're making it go. That's absolutely Hidul Shabbat. The more person must be very careful with these things of watering any plant or anything. Sometimes people, they sit down in summer outside of the porch or something. He drinks water, they come, they serve a person. At the porch, they bring water. They say, Baruch HaTashem Shekon Yehudah. Then left a little. Throws it out. Out to the garden. When he threw it out, he watered the garden. Talu Shabbat. People don't realize it. He didn't realize that throwing of water to the grass, to the plant, makes it grow. That's Talu Shabbat. Shema Yisrael, can you imagine? The person say, I'm the best Shema Shabbat. And you come here, when you come to talk to him, exactly in details, did you do this? Did you do that? And I can tell you, Shema Yisrael, please go. I'll become the biggest Mahalei Shabbat then, if you tell me everything. It shows you. That's his Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata. What means Kilchata? Many people that call themselves Shomrei Shabbat, but they are not really Shomrei Shabbat, unless they learn the laws to know exactly what is the law that makes a thing called Shomer Shabbat and what is not Shomer Shabbat. A person should know the laws in order to do the proper things on Shabbat. Wow. Very difficult. No wonder they said Shekula Shabbat Kechol HaTorah Kula. A person comes sometimes, they tell him, listen, the littlest thing he does, this is, I never dreamt this is not allowed. But he don't. All of a sudden, he fell somewhere. He's in the mud over there. He gets up, his suit is dirty. He comes and brings me some little water. Water just like washing clothes on Shabbat, you can't. The idea is you cleaned it. The person can't come and say, is this allowed or not? And so on, if a person will come to think how many things there is, what is Shemirat Shabbat? If we don't know the laws of Shabbat, if we don't learn them, we don't become to do what's right. And therefore, a person should try to know more and more about the laws of Shabbat. Of course, I took here and there, something here, a little here, a little there. I didn't go to be more orderly in that. The question is, you asked Tzavda Shilishin, women Hayabot Tzavda Shilishin. So all mitzvot of Shabbat, men and women are alike, because we learned it from the Kiddush. The Kiddush, a woman, even though it's mitzvot Aseh Shazimah Gamah, has to do with fixed time, the women are Hayabot. Why? Because the Toshamor v'zachor v'zibur ahad ne'emaru. All mitzvot lo ta'aseh nashim Hayabot, the same thing with mitzvot Aseh of Shabbat, because the Torah put them together. Same thing with the mitzvot of Tzavda Shilishit, the lady is also Hayabot. This doesn't belong only to the man. Some they believe men can eat better than women. I don't know if it is all the time. Some people, some men, they say, oh, well, no, the ladies eat much more. I don't know who is right. Now, a person, we spoke about the Sefer Torah. Now, we spoke about Kiddush last week, that before Kiddush you cannot eat anything. Then if it comes the time of the Kiddush, you must do Kiddush. The same law will apply in Havdalah. When comes the time of Havdalah, person cannot eat before Havdalah, but he can do work. He can work, but before Havdalah, and he can't eat. Because work, already he said at Tahanun Tanu. Once you say at Tahanun Tanu, you can eat. Therefore, if a person doesn't have wine to make Kiddush, he said at Tahanun Tanu, it's good, he can do work. The question is, if he didn't say at Tahanun Tanu, if a person missed at Tahanun Tanu, what shall he do? Does he go back to say Amidah again? No. Why? He can rely on
Havdalah.
On the Havdalah, on the wine. Before, since, but what will be? He cannot do any work after the prayer, before the Havdalah, because he didn't say Atahanan Tan yet. What do you mean? But you are going to put the candles on. Not to say Borom HaRa'esh. Therefore, he should say first, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh HaHol, without Shem HaMalchut. Once you say Baruch HaMavdim Kodesh HaHol, he can already do work. Now another thing. Person missed Atahanan Tanu. He didn't say Atahanan Tanu. And now, he's not going to have, he doesn't have wine. Say Havdalah. What is he going to do now? No work and no eating, nothing? Okay, eating, he will be able to wait till tomorrow. But no, he won't do anything. As I said before, he will say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LaHor, and he will be able to do his work.
saying Baruch HaMavdir B'Kodesh Shechol doesn't let him eat though, right?
Before what?
Doesn't let him eat, only it just work. Lets him work.
No.
When you say Baruch HaMavdir.
No, only for work.
Rabbi.
But if a person doesn't have wine, they don't tell him, hey, wait till tomorrow, but I need. He can eat, but if he would be able
to make,
they tell you to have the wine.
Person has food in the place of bed.
Do what?
Person has, let's say, potatoes in the bed. Do you want to open up that bed of Shabbat and make a better hard on the potatoes?
You mean because you have the whole bag of the chips, you want to open it on Shabbat? You want to know if I can open the bag on?
Make it better. You want to eat the potato chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Why do you ask me that?
Ask you if you can.
The same thing with tuna fish. Same thing with everything.
Okay.
Don't you open the can?
Fine. Now,
Now
wait a minute. My question is a plastic cup that have been wrapped in plastic bag. Can you also open up that bag to use the plastic cup? Even though you're not eating the plastic cup?
Even the what?
The plastic cup that's wrapped in the plastic bag. Can you open up that bag and use that cup?
Use that cup for what?
For drink.
No, you use only, you open things that the food is covered with.
So you cannot open up the bag in which the plastic cup is in it?
No.
No, you can't.
No, if there is food in it, yes.
Just plain cups, you just use a regular glass.
You don't open it for the cups. You open it for food, though.
Food, not trying.
If there is a cup, there is food in it. No, I said if there is a cup, there is food in it.
No,
and you cover the food in the plastic, it's okay.
You need to
see
the first question. You can't open up the plastic.
Right. But sometimes people, they can ask me, but I think people open up plastic bags.
Do you? I don't know. You saw, but I didn't see.
Maybe you have like a little seudah, and what happens is they open the thing for the seudah, they put cups on the table.
Where?
Maybe at someone's house, I'm saying. So it's like a...
Open it before Shabbat.
Yeah, some people don't know that, maybe.
Well, now you know.
I didn't know.
Seven or something.
A seven, you get some lady, opens a thing, put the cups on the table.
I didn't see it. You see
I didn't
it,
see it. I'm just saying, that could be an example.
Could you ask a goy to do that for you, that type of a thing for you? Could you ask a goy to do that for you?
Yes.
That you could?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not for us.
Now, some they say it's so important, Sa'adah Rabi'it. If you don't make Sa'adah Rabi'it, even if you make Sa'adah Shlishit, let you make Sa'adah Shlishit. Let's go according to Kabbalah. They tell you how important Sa'adah Rabi'it. I'll tell you the truth. According to Shulchan Aruch is this. A person should try to make four meals, Sa'adah Rabi'it. But Shulchan Aruch said, if a person knows that it will hurt him, it's mazik lo levriuto, is patur. He's not supposed to do it. Don't think to come and say, to force yourself and make it. But if a person good help and he is able to do it, ashrav ashrahan
ko. How long after right away after Havdalah, or if you make Havdalah?
What, so Havdalah Rabi'it? You have time till midnight. Yeah, that's just the Medabe Malka. You can't come and say, I'm going to escort the Shabbat Sunday morning.
No, I thought it had to be right after.
No, tell midnight they have time.
Does it have to be in your house, Rabbi? Does
the Seudah
have to be in your house, or could you go out to eat?
Where out, you mean?
It's a kosher restaurant.
Caravan.
But kosher restaurant is not allowed to go in anyhow, only glad.
Of course.
Doesn't have to be in the house, anywhere. You can get in Saudi Arabia. Huh? You can go to France and eat midnight snack.
What's it got to consist of? What's it got to consist of?
Mezonot.
Bread?
It's better, we say. If he doesn't have mezonot.
Sabe dagim? Doesn't matter. I mean.
Filah anyway. No, dagim has to be on Shabbat. But Matzah Shabbat, anyhow, whatever. So it was a custom that he used to eat dagim because he used to already prepare it from Friday, and this can be preserved better. Uh-huh. They used to make the fish.
I know a certain siddurim, it says, tells, it says a little word thing, siddurim eat, david, kind of, like this siddur, I don't see it. Do you have to say that phrase or no?
This siddur is called Yaakov.
And
it's never seen. Kodesh, but it's siddurim Kodesh Kodeshim.
I know, the Sion one. Do you have to say it or no?
No. It's better. It's not a must, but better.
Other specific. Last week you said something and I didn't understand it, and I'd ask again. You're talking about when you say the Kiddush of Shabbat, there's the Mizmor that you say before you. When you say on Saturday afternoon.
Mizmor is the Bibi.
You said you're supposed to say that Beracha before any meal? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Before any meal. No, you're supposed to say that beracha also on Friday night before the Kiddush, before you say Yom HaShishi?
Yeah.
So how come it's not written in the book? What you said?
Because in Syria they did it after Netilah.
Yeah, it's a new one.
But just the proper way is to say it before Yom HaShishi?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're supposed to say that every meal, before every meal, so even during the week, not just for Shabbat.
I'm saying about the Birkat HaMazon.
A lot of people do that. Amidah, or you know, they say, let me say it like one for the Norah. If the other one don't have, it's like...
Also before Netilah, every day.
Before Netilah?
Every day.
In the morning,
when you have a meal?
Yeah.
In the morning, too?
Quiet.
But it's only when you're having bread, when you're only making Hamotzi, not when you...
Before Netilah in the morning, you say Mizmor
HaDavid? No, no. You love the food.
Only for the food.
Yeah. But you love the morning, you don't see anything before Netilah. Modeh Ani, they were arguing about it, and the halakha, you could say Modeh Ani because you don't mention any name of Hashem, it's not Pesukim. But Mizmor David is Pesukim from the Torah. You can't read Torah without Bechot HaTorah yet. You make Netilat Yadayim, then you say Bechot HaSham, Bechot HaTorah, then you see Ashkenazim. They come, they say the Bechot HaShah and the Shul. But as they enter the Shul before Bechot HaShah, they say, Ma Tovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanotecha Yisrael. But we don't say any Pasuk at all till we say Bechot HaShah and Bechot HaTorah. And we say Bechot HaShah and Bechot HaTorah already at home, before we come to Shul. The first thing we do, we jump, the minute a person opens his eyes, he is awakened, should say, Modeh Ani Lefanecha. He runs right away to make Netilat Yadayim. Raises his hand, said Beracha Netilat Yadayim. After Netilat Yadayim, of course he has to go to the bathroom and finish that, washes his hand again to say Asher Yatzar. After Asher Yatzar, right away they say Elokai Neshama Shnatat Abitora. Because they want something to start at Elokai Neshama with Baruch Ata Hashem. There's no Baruch Ata Hashem. Therefore, say Asher Yatzar, right after it, without any interruption, they say, Elokai Neshama Shnatat Abitora. Yes, what do you want to say?
I don't want to say
anything. So you tell me, you had, yeah.
No, the first time, Maggie.
You had a question.
Supposed to have this in the book.
Yeah.
The other book doesn't have it.
Oh, this one has it? They put it
this one has it, the other one doesn't.
Which other one?
The other one, the original one, doesn't have the Torah.
That's not the original. The original one is...
No, the one before is the blue one.
Yeah.
That one is new editions.
Then look at the books of Gabriel Shem, Alav Shalom, you'll find it. It's there. Yeah. Anyhow, we'll stop here now. You pray Avidos, then... We'll come next week, we'll continue with הלכות שבת. בחיים אנחנו עכשיו מרץ החודש ברוך זה קודש אל פך אך בנם תוך שני אמר. אז אנחנו עכשיו ירדים תורה, ויהדיר יתגדל ויתקדש שמר הבא.